Maybe I'll go get through with me today. I'll stay with you, though, and let you stay with me. That's nothing but fair. Verse 6, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts." Will you pray with us? Dear Lord, I love you, and I thank you for loving me. Thank you, dear Lord, for caring when I didn't care. I thank you, dear Lord, for the people to bow here were gracious men of God, have stood, proclaimed your message of deliverance. Thank you, Brother Neesmith, Lord, for his family. What he meant to me over the years, Lord, I've had the people to know him. Oh, God, I pray you let him see the desire of his heart. Stir our hearts today. Revive America, dear Lord. My God, have your way in each of our lives. I thank you and I praise you, dear Lord, for what you do. Thank you for the messages. Get glory out of our lives. And speak to Timothy, and I'll thank you for that. In Christ's name. Hallelujah. Amen. The offer is still on the table. Return unto me. It hadn't been changed. I will return to you. I didn't say it, the Lord said it. "For the days of your fathers you've gone away from mine ordinances, have not kept them." I remember when it was wrong to build houses on Sunday. I remember when it was wrong to pick cotton on Sunday. People honored the Lord enough to set a day aside. "But from the days of your fathers you've gone away from it." I was saved in World War II. And I worked for Goodyear Mill, Rockmart, Georgia. We made the fabric went inside the tire. The last 8 years, 10, I was with them as a foreman. And I got saved. The devil told me, "You're going to lose your job if you get saved." Well, I seen where I was going to hell, not job or no job. I wanted to get saved. And sure enough, I got it. And I haven't got over it yet. That 1944, it hadn't got old. It's new every morning. Praise the Lord. The longer I'm in it, the better I have it. If you don't like it, you pray for me that I'll get more of it. But back then, people had an option. They could work on the Lord's day or not. But now you don't have one. All because people didn't take a stand then. I went to my high boss and I told him, I thanked him for everything he'd done for me. And I was really expecting to get down to sweeping the floor, cleaning machines. I felt like I was going to get there. And he was a Catholic, this man was. And I was a younger man then than I am now. And I told him, I thanked him for all he'd done, but I said, "I can't come back in here on Sunday and work anymore. I'm going to meet." He said, "Well, son, you don't have to go, and I'll tell your foreman about it." Now, that the camp meeting started my soul then. See, I didn't have to have a fuss with my boss. He was mean as a devil. My boss was. Now, I'm telling you, he was a rough character. I've seen him push back from the desk. We'd be in the office marking up a timesheet. His desk chairs had rollers on them. He'd push back and pound the desk and look over at me and say, "Don't tell me you can live right in this hole." I hadn't even told him nothing. Hadn't said a word to him. The devil is in him. But I'd get up and go out and work. Stay till he got out of there and I'd go back and finish my job. But before I left that plant, that man run my job while I done funerals. God got a hold of him. He is mean. You couldn't talk to him. I didn't try to. There's some people you can't talk to. He said, "From the days of your father, you went away from my ordinances. You've left me." He said, "There's something bad for it. If you come back, I'll come back." You're the one that done your leaving. If you want it, you're going to have to come back to get it. Praise the Lord. We talk about the old time way, but we don't want to live the old time way. Right still right, and wrong still wrong. If it's sin 100 years ago, it's still thing that don't ever change. God don't change. I'm God and I change not. Hallelujah. Whew. Sin don't change. It's still just as damning as ever been. Devastating. But don't mention it. You hurt somebody's feelings. God help us with the word of God to hurt somebody's feelings. I don't mean to be rude. Some people think I'm just trying to be rude sometimes. But one church I pastored, before I went there, they had a fight in the churchyard. When I went, I felt like I ought to go. When I went there, I told them, now, there's one thing we can't do, and that's talk about that trouble you had. That's over. Let's pick up and go. Most of the people respected me. They tried to talk about it, and I said, we can't talk about it. But one morning, there's a lady called the house, or a woman, that wanted to speak to me. I got to the phone. She started talking. I said, ma'am, didn't I tell you that we wasn't going to talk about this? Yes, you told her, but this is one day you're going to hear about it. I said, no, ma'am, I'm not. Good day. You know, she never did call me no more. She must have got her feelings hurt. She wouldn't hardly speak to me that went to church with her. She never did try to tell me no more. But he said, if you'll come back, I'll come back. You're the one that left. Now it's up to you. If you want it, you come back. I'll meet you there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. Sin don't change. It's still the same thing it's always been. It brings death, separation. Sin, the only thing that causes a daddy and mother to separate. Then people don't want you to say anything about it. It breaks my heart to think about it, to see what's going on. The little children left without a daddy or mom and raised them. It don't break your heart. There's something bad wrong with you. God help us! If it was wrong in your forefather's day, it's still wrong.
Yes,
praise God, great day. Marriage don't mean nothing now. Woo! Sack up together. If they're going to do that, don't get out of the house. Get in the woods. That's where animals live. That's the way animals live together. As long as we're human beings, there's marriage laws to go by. I'm going to stand for it in the house. Hallelujah. Woo! Friendship or no friendship, you use friend doing the way you're doing. I might lose it, but I can't help it. Right, still right. Wrong, still. We said, you've gone away. But the offer's still on the table. It's never been moved. He said, you come back, and I'll come back. Well, praise God. What a promise. Anything God said he'll do, you mark it down, you can go to a bank with it. He'll do what he said he'll do. Return unto me. I will return to you. Just as much as say, I'm not going to do it till you come back. I'm not going to bless you just anyway. You're going to have to come back. Get back where you was. In Revelation, it tells about a church. Commended them about the good things about them. We said, I've got somewhat against you. You've left your first love. Didn't happen just overnight. It was a gradual thing that people got away from the old time way. And when I talk about the old time way, I'm talking about the Bible way. I use the King James Version of the Bible. I've got other versions, but I don't use them. Any version of the Bible, anything that's cheapened the blood, don't fool it. It's cheapened the virtue of the virgin birth. He had to be born of a virgin because Isaiah said he was going to be. It was absolutely a must. And it was amazing how God fooled the devil to bring Jesus into the world. He absolutely blindfolded the devil to the fact. The devil's smart, but he's not as smart as he thinks he is. He's smart as he thought he was. They never would have carried that woman as an adulterer to Jesus. He sent her the other way. They didn't know it. They headed for the potter's house. Praise the Lord. It's amazing how God brought this thing to pass. You remember the story. Now, I believe in strict pushing. Straight pushing. But dear preacher, let me tell you something. You can push straight without getting in vulgarity. I've heard pushers preach that a boy and a girl can talk about the message when they went home. You're welcome. Right's right. It's wrong, just as wrong for a pusher getting that kind of mess as anybody else. Pushing is what people can understand it. Hallelujah. I've heard pushers pushing when it's embarrassing to me to listen to that. In a mixed congregation. That's not what God wants. You're welcome. If you've been doing it, cut it out! It's wrong! But we're living in every day. I know it. He said you went away from me. He said, if you come back, I'll come back. Well, praise the Lord. Otherwise, if you don't come back, I'm not going to fool you much more. Woo! Praise the Lord. Tell me what's wrong with living right. You want everybody, folks, had to go to a softball game. It's a promise that God made, and the devil can't move it. Hallelujah. Jesus, time for him to be born. Use what I said. Use the devil to get him where he ought to get. Go to Bethlehem. Even to today, if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. I've seen women leading a donkey and a man riding. It's different. You ladies don't know how fortunate you are to be in America. Had to travel miles for this to come to pass. The decree went out. Taxes were going to be taxed. If we get near the city of Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph, the devil could look and say, we've got nothing to worry about there. The Bible said Mary was heavy with child. But what the devil didn't know was she's still a virgin. Hallelujah! I've got a right to praise the Lord. He's the best witness I've ever had. Nobody ever loved it like Jesus loved it. I recommend him to the high class, the low class, the middle class, or any class. He's the best friend you'll ever have. Woo! What's wrong with living right? You tell me. I've chatted to folks up and down this land for a number of years. Just stand up and tell me what's wrong with living right. You'll be an oddball. And church folks won't love you if you stand where you ought to stand. I'm not talking about being a smart aleck. I'm just talking about standing. Not being mealy-mouthed about it. Stand for God. Return unto me. He said, I don't change. I'm God and I change not. What I said yesterday, it stands for today. What I say today, it stands for the next day. I change not. I'm the same. Old-fashioned, old fogey book. It's the only book I know of that will tell you the past, the present, and the future. I'm just going to stay with it. I like it that way. It'll do you lay your head on at night when you can't sleep. Sometimes the heavens are full. Have you ever prayed and it was just brass? It looked like you're getting nowhere. Have you ever prayed when your mind is just going to wandering? Then you have to holler, Lord, get the devil off of me. I want to talk to you. It's happened to you. I'm satisfied. It's a battle. It's a warfare. But I like some of the words. His first message. Return unto me. Get up. Rise up, my love. My fair one, and come away. Come away from something to something. Hallelujah. No middle ground in this. Come out. Well, praise the Lord. I feel the old bum popping out all over me. Wonderful. Wonderful to know the Lord. The offer's still on the table. He said, if you'll come back, I'll come back. In Revelation, he said, remember from whence thou art fallen. People have forgotten about it. Say, well, that used to be. Well, it still is. To me, it still is. Adultery is still adultery. Lying is still lying. Stealing is still stealing. It hasn't changed. God said, I change not. But any change you've done, it's got to come from you. If you want it, come back. God help us to go back. I preached at our church where I pastored, like I wish I'd forget it. But I can't get it off my mind and heart. I believe God will do what He said He'll do. But we're living at a trying time. But I'm glad I'm living in this day. Whether you believe it or not, I'm grateful I'm on my way out. Not just getting in. You mean that, Brother Cook? I sure do mean it. Just any day now, I could be checking out of here. If you hear about it, you say, well, that fellow got what he was looking for. For a pretty good while. I want to carry everybody I see with me. I've never been there, but I've been reading about it. Praise the Lord. Return unto me, and I will return to you. Husband loves your wife. Wives love your husband. This will make you behave yourself. You get woozy on the Holy Ghost, and you won't ever misbehave. Woo! They said on the day of Pentecost, them folks done got drunk. Yeah. They don't drunk. They're drunk on something, but wouldn't make them behave themselves. Didn't make them mistreat nobody. Well, praise the Lord. Well, thank God for Jesus. He said, if you'll come back, remember where you left from. Then I want you to do something about it. I want you to repent. Repent. There's not many messages preached about it anymore. Love. This do-good crowd, when you stand against sin, they said it's a hate message that preacher's preaching. It's silencing preachers. God help us to turn the volume on. The Bible said, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Show the house of Jacob their transgression. Show my people their transgression, the house of Jacob their sin. Turn your volume up. Let them know that right still right and wrong still wrong. When you involve a preacher, deacon, Sunday school teacher, anybody else, if I get wrong, it don't make it right. Y'all are still there. If you want it, come back. I'm still where you left me at. Praise the Lord. Repent. Come on back. Then the next thing we'll repeat. Do your first work. Do what you done to start with. If it's sin when you got in, it's still sin. The right's in, it's still right. I can't find nothing wrong with living right. In case you find something wrong with it, please tell me before I leave. I want to know what it is. Still right to do right. It's right to love people. I guess that bunch of thieves that Jesus drove out of the temple, got off in the corner and said, I'd have never thought he'd good as he'd say he is that had done us this way. That's what they're saying now. He took every, I don't believe he's smiling when he wore them out either. He turned the money changer table over. I wouldn't have thought he'd have been that strict. The Bible said the wicked will be turned into hell with all the nations that forget God. Don't you ever think that you know enough to get to heaven without the Lord. And any religion that leaves Jesus out of it will carry you to the regions of the damned. I don't care who you are. I don't care how many degrees you've got or how many you want. If you leave Jesus out of it, you've left salvation out of it. Neither salvation any other. And none of the name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's Jesus, our eternal damnation. And God that changed not. From the day of your father, you went away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. But he said, return. I will return to you. This place, right in me. Return unto me. I will return to you. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Sin don't change. The remedy of sin hasn't changed. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. The results of the change hadn't changed. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All the things are. Remember this as long as you live. You're not immune to sin. I stand here only because of the grace of God. But because you're afraid you're falling? No. Not a bit afraid. I'm in Christ, Christ in God. To get me, you've got to go through both of them. But you're not immune. Remember that God is our only source of strength. If you'll come back, I'll come back. God help America to return. Somehow or other, I believe God has given America an opportunity to come back. But anybody that thinks that we're going to get by, this country's going to pay. Over 40 million innocent babies have been destroyed. That's one of the things that God hates. The one that sheds innocent blood. And I asked the senator, Senator Shelby, y'all might have met him. At a town meeting in Boaz, he said he left his step open for questioning. I stood up and stood there and he looked at me. I said, I want to ask you something, Senator. If you can answer, I wish you'd tell me. I said, what's the difference in killing inside the body and outside the body? He never did answer me. God help us folk.
Yes, sir.
We're in bad shape.
Yes, sir.
But in the physical court with joy. You want to come back? Get a little closer to it? If you do, come on.